La Jolla, California, UC San Diego Athletics presents TritonCast, the podcast for the UC San Diego Tritons. Here are your hosts, Jeff Toriel and Jenny Stevens.
Welcome to episode 47 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. Alongside Jeff Toriel, I'm Jenny Stevens. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or your favorite podcast platform, we're so happy that you joined us this week. What's coming up in today's Triton Spotlight, Jeff?
Well, Jenny, coming up in today's Triton Spotlight, we're going to chat with Layla Ibarra-Harvey, a senior on the Triton women's basketball team. Layla shares what it was like redshirting her freshman season due to an ACL injury and how it felt to finally make her collegiate debut after overcoming her injury. Plus, Layla discusses other memorable moments from her Triton basketball career, including this year's transition to Division I. Find out what's next for Layla after she graduates this spring when our conversation comes up with Layla Ibarra-Harvey, coming your way shortly in today's Triton Spotlight.
But first, we go around campus. Many of our spring teams have wrapped up their seasons. Check out UCSDTritons.com for the latest postseason awards. And while you're on the website, check out the feature story about Lauren Phillips of the men's rowing team. You can read about his experience with the human-powered submarine club.
At first, I thought that might be about sandwiches, but it's not, and it's a fascinating read. I urge you to give it a look. Now, it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with basketball senior Layla Ibarra-Harvey.
So, Layla, when did you first start playing basketball?
When did I first start playing? When I was little, I feel like I was maybe like 6 or 7, but it wasn't really serious. I kind of just went to like basketball camps. I went to a lot of camps at UC Berkeley with my friend at the time. And I think that once, like, the older I got, I just decided that I wanted to take it more seriously. And then, yeah, I just continued from there.
Did you play any other sports while you were growing up?
Mainly basketball. I did track in middle school 1 year, and then I did volleyball in high school.
Did any of those ever stick out to you, or was basketball always kind of your main thing?
I think it did get tough with volleyball, actually, because I really did enjoy it. And I kind of liked like the cross training between volleyball and basketball. And I did consider volleyball maybe like my sophomore year, maybe like changing paths a little bit. But I just got way more invested in basketball and being a leader in high school and things like that. And I love my teammates. So I stayed with basketball, and I'm happy with that decision.
Well, you mentioned your high school career. When you look back on your time at St. Mary's High School, what sticks out to you the most?
That's a good question. I think just the time I had with my teammates, like I created so many memories with them off the court. We were just so close. Like we would like dance together. We'd always get food together. We would just like crack each other up and make jokes all the time. And it was actually cool because a lot of us played on the same AAU team also. So we were just like together year round, and it was amazing.
Love the friendship aspect. That's so awesome. Did you always expect then that you'd play at the college level, or was there a question in your mind?
There was a question, I think, towards junior year when you start to make decisions on like where you want to go to college. I think for me, that was tough because I was very heavily involved in academics and like extracurricular activities at school. And in high school, I didn't know if I was going to be able to balance all that, assuming that I would want to do the same things in college. But I think like by senior year, I knew that I definitely wanted to play. And I was happy that UC San Diego did offer a great balance between athletics and academics.
So how did you make that final decision then to come to UC San Diego?
I think I was just sold on the people. I had a really good time. I think any visit you go on, just seeing the college for the first time. And, you know, just like seeing like what your life could be like coming soon, like when I was a senior, it was definitely very exciting. And I think I was just sold on the teammates and the coaching staff for sure. And then obviously like Heidi Vandiver is probably like, she's one of the best people I've ever met. So I feel like I just couldn't turn down that opportunity.
How was that adjustment for you then when you came to UC San Diego from high school?
I feel like it was pretty smooth. I remember when I moved in, I had a hard time being away from home, which I didn't think was going to hit me, but it was smooth in terms of like academics and practice. It was definitely like a busy day every day. Like it was just like nonstop moving and running around, but I think overall it was manageable.
What did you miss most about home?
I think my parents for sure. I think the older I got, I just got so much closer with them in terms of like, you know, relying on them and being able to discuss pretty much everything with them. Like anything that, you know, was either like goofy or really serious or political or taboo. I just feel like I was able to talk to them about anything. They were like my best friends first. So leaving them like the first week was really hard.
Were you eventually able to find kind of like a rhythm and stay in touch with them?
Yeah. So I probably called them maybe like twice a week. Just to kind of like update them on things. And, you know, our conversations would be like, you know, an hour, 2 hours long. So I honestly felt like I didn't, you know, I slowly started to miss them less with calling them on the phone. But it also helped that I had three girls in my suite who became like my closest friends. So that was definitely a distraction from missing home too.
That's awesome. I mean, friends really help out in college for sure. And I know that first year was probably a little bit tricky for you because you redshirted that year with your ACL injury. How tough was it not being able to compete during that season?
It was tough. I think so. When I tore my ACL, I'd actually partially torn it in my senior year of high school. And I rehabbed a lot and I was able to play. I was cleared to play my freshman year. And then I ended up fully tearing it once I got here. So in terms of like rehab and everything, it wasn't that hard to adjust because I kind of knew what to expect. But it was challenging being a freshman, I think, because I just felt like, you know, my teammates and my coaches hadn't really like seen what I was capable of yet. So I was, you know, heavily focused on working as hard as I could to make sure that the next year they would be able to see that and, you know, kind of act like, you know, my first year not playing didn't really happen. So that was an adjustment. But other than that, I feel like it was pretty good.
When did you get to the point then when you were cleared to play?
I didn't get cleared to play. My recovery process was actually very long. I didn't get cleared until maybe January or February of my sophomore year. So it was maybe about 14 months after I had surgery.
And do you remember how it felt when you finally got to make your collegiate debut?
Yeah, it was super exciting. I was kind of excited that we were on the road, actually, because I do have way more nerves when I play at home. But yeah, it was super exciting. I was super nervous. But all of my teammates on the bench and on the court with me were just like super excited and super supportive. So it was one of my most memorable memories here.
Why more nerves when you play at home?
I don't know. I think it's just, you know, this energy of like wanting to deliver at home is like, it's like a mix of, you know, just like giving the other team a run for their money and, you know, like proving that, like, you know, no one deserves to win more than you. So I think it's just more of an intense environment in a good way. But yeah, I definitely get more nervous at home.
Well, for the early part of your career, the team was in Division II, playing in the CCAA. And 2019-20 was the final year of that. And you guys really went out with a bang. You won the tournament trophy. You were CCAA regular season co-champions. How good did it feel to have such a strong ending to Division II?
It was... it was amazing. Like, you know, just in one word. I think that the reason it was amazing for me was because I felt like our team had just made so much progress. I think that year, like, our record wasn't as it had been in the past, which is like not to compare, you know, two teams because we were totally different than the year before. But I just felt like we had to overcome a lot of obstacles and kind of figure out like individually how we were going to finish off the season. And at that time, like COVID had, you know, people were starting to talk about COVID and we didn't really know how much longer we were going to have to play. So I think for us to be able to end on that note was super special.
Yeah. Well, as you alluded to, I mean, COVID obviously came up around that time. And so the NCAA tournament was unfortunately canceled. Talk to me about how you found out that it was canceled.
That was a tough one. We were in Hawaii and at that point we genuinely didn't know how much longer we were going to have, like if they were going to cancel things. And you know, there was like news coming through like daily, like there were just so many updates on like, you know, which teams were, you know, getting canceled, which games were getting canceled. So I remember we were in Hawaii and we practiced. And then I think it was the next day we sat down in a conference room. I remember Hoop, she was talking to Allison and I don't know what they were talking about, but I just felt like some sort of bad news was going to be delivered to us. And she sat us down in a conference room and she just told us that, unfortunately we were going to have to go home and that this is not the way that, you know, we wanted to go out, but you know, that she was proud of us and we did get to end on a good note, like you said. And yeah, it was emotional, but I think it did, like, I think the common, I guess, like, understanding and note that we all kind of left on was, like, we did end the season where we wanted to. Like, if it had to end somewhere, we ended it on a good note.
Yeah, I love that positive perspective because it truly was an unforgettable season, regardless of the postseason outcome. How were you able to, like, cope with it as a team then?
I mean, we were all super shocked when we heard about it. So we were all super upset. I would say coping with it was kind of hard. I mean, like initially when we were still in Hawaii, you know, it was like, you know, we had a flight scheduled to go home. So we kind of just enjoyed the rest of our time in Hawaii. But I think definitely like once we got back to San Diego, I mean, things pretty much got shut down. So it was kind of hard to, you know, be be a unit during that time. So I think that was definitely hard. And we had to, you know, start using Zoom and things like that. Yeah, it was definitely hard to cope because, you know, these were my teammates that I saw every single day. And, you know, I enjoyed doing things with them outside of basketball, and not being able to do that and starting to do it through a screen was definitely challenging. So spring was definitely hard, but I'm grateful that we got to, you know, progress to where we are now. And now we can, you know, hang out safely. And, you know, I got to have an actual season with them this year. So we definitely had to, you know, adjust many times.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand that. So when you got back from Hawaii, then did you go straight home or were you in the San Diego area?
I stayed in San Diego for the rest of the quarter. We were still in winter quarter, so I stayed through finals. And then I went home for a majority of spring quarter. And then I still had my apartment here in San Diego. So I eventually came back and moved all of my stuff out. And then I went home for the summer.
You talked a little bit about how, of course, everything transitioned to Zoom during the pandemic. How was it staying in shape and training while you were at home during that time?
It was hard, but I feel like we were creative with it. Like, we made sure we had like Zoom meetings and stuff, like Zoom workouts, which were actually super fun to me. Because I still, like, I felt like the team's presence, even though the workouts were different. But it was hard, like, being able to, like, you know, like, touch a ball and, like, go shoot or do anything was pretty much, like, you couldn't do that. So being creative was definitely hard. And, you know, we didn't get to, like, use the track here or Spanos or anything. So it was very, very different. But at the same time, I think it was really fun. Like, I feel like given the situation, I feel like we made like the most out of what we could do. So I feel like it was all right.
I love hearing that because, I mean, a lot of people do get kind of down about the Zoom experience because it's definitely different than being in person with other people. But I mean, I'm glad that you still were able to make the most of it, really.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, I mean, you guys had a season this year, but of course the pandemic is still going on. So that meant some new COVID protocols, like lots of COVID testing, no fans in the stands. How was the adjustment to all those different COVID protocols for you?
I don't think, for me personally, I don't think it was that bad. I think like the mask was probably like the toughest thing. Like, I remember when we first started working out and we still had to wear masks. And that was like probably the biggest adjustment. We were all breathing so heavy, but I don't think it was too bad. I mean, it was unfortunate that like we couldn't do like the same like team activities. And like the first maybe like month or two, I think, of practice were definitely hard. But other than that, I think it was fine. I think we really had to keep, like, we could not lose perspective that, like, we were probably, like, one of the only teams at the time on our campus that was able to practice and do what we needed to do. And I think that we just had to keep that at the forefront of our mind because it definitely was challenging. So we had to try to remember how fortunate we were. But other than that, I think it was okay. I think it went as well as it could being in a pandemic.
Yeah, it was definitely a challenging year, but it was also a very exciting one because it was the first of Division I. How did that feel to you to get to help usher in this new era?
I thought it was really exciting. Looking back on it, it was really exciting. But I think like during season, our goal was to just prove ourselves and that we deserve to be in Division One. We've worked so hard, and so have all the other athletic teams that we have here. But I think it was definitely exciting just to, you know, give other teams a run for their money. And, you know, kind of develop that mentality that, like, not only can we, like, play these teams, but, like, we can beat them. So I think a lot of effort went into, like, you know, every single person on our team becoming leaders and just figuring out how to mesh well, especially knowing that we would have, like, different challenges each week based on the teams we were playing. But I thought it was really exciting and it was really fun. And I'm very happy that I got to be a part of it. And I also think for me, just like knowing that I was going to leave after this first year of being in Division One, I was more proud more than anything, just to see like the amount of like growth and strength that my teammates have developed. Like, I just felt like I knew my team was going to be in like great hands, like the next few years in Division One. So I would say I'm just a very proud teammate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was such a fun season to watch. You guys really did give a ton of teams their run for their money. Yeah. How was it for you facing a whole new group of teams this year as part of the Big West?
I thought it was really refreshing, actually. It was definitely different. I mean, height was definitely a big factor in the teams that we were going to play. But I thought it was exciting just because, like, you don't, like, when you play the same teams, like, for example, like me, like the past 4 years, we've played the same teams, and it's like you kind of know, like, not only who you're going to play and like their tendencies, but you also know like specific players. Like, you're like, oh yeah, I've seen this person, you know, I saw them just like a year ago. So this year it was kind of nice to just know that, you know, in the game, you were going to have to make like adjustments and, you know, figure out like, you know, how to guard this person and, you know, what works best for you. And we definitely had to visualize a lot of things during practice each week. And it was definitely a different experience in terms of like scouting and things like that. We had to make sure we were really locked in, but I thought it was super fun. It was just a new challenge that I thought we handled pretty well.
On the flip side of that, do you think that your opponents had any trouble playing against you guys because you were a new team to the league and they were kind of used to just playing the same old Big West teams?
I think so. I think that like when you pay attention to scouting and stuff, like I said, like we were like the underdogs this year. Like no one, you know, expected us to do well. I don't think like a lot of teams knew what kind of talent we had. So I think that was exciting. And I think we also knew that going into every game that like we would constantly remind ourselves that like people don't know us yet. So I think just having that in our mind also was a challenge for other teams too.
Did you have any favorite moments from this past season?
Of course. I would say Tyla's and Sid's game winners were huge, specifically Sid's, because that was our last game and it was a nail biter for me. I think a lot of my moments are just like small. Like, I enjoyed rooming with Tyla because, you know, she was a senior this year too, so being on the road and traveling with her meant a lot to me. One for me actually was watching Aisha Brown. She's a freshman, because I was just so, like, you know, she's like my other post player, and I'm just like, I was just so proud of her this season. Just watching her was very memorable for me. Another one would definitely be, we were at Riverside this year and Michelle, our coach, she didn't like yell at me, but you know, like all of our coaches like yell at us all the time. They get really intense, really into it. And I remember Chelsea, I didn't get back in time on defense and the other team scored. And Chelsea just like looked at me and she was like, Layla, you can't let that happen. That's BS. And I feel like that was like, I feel like at UC San Diego, like within our program, like that moment was just like so sweet to me because like Chelsea's like our fiery coach. So like for her to like be able to like call me out and for me to be able to take it, like I feel like that's never happened before. So for some reason, that moment just like sealed my college career.
That's such an interesting moment to pick. I mean, I love your rationale behind it and everything. Yeah, what has this coaching staff imparted on you and what are kind of your takeaways from your time with them?
I would say, I think the thing that sticks with me is just how much they care about us. And like, they care about us in different ways, but because they're so different, like I can always rely on Chelsea to bring, you know, the fire to our team. And I can always rely on BB to make us laugh. And I can always rely on like Delana and Beth to, you know, kind of just like sit me down and, you know, talk about like, you know, how I view basketball and I guess like the IQ side of basketball. And, you know, Hoop is just like, she's one of my favorite people. Like I've never had someone like guide me so much and just like how to be not only like a good teammate and a good basketball player, but just like, you know, a woman. She just cares so much about our character and the kind of people we are. And even though that they, you know, they each have like their different ways of like getting through to us and, you know, having conversations with us, it's definitely a melting pot of, a coaching staff, but you know, I always know that they care about me and I can lean on them for anything.
Yeah. I love your description of the coaching staff. I mean, they're an incredible group and they're so special. And I know that you had a leadership role as well. You were a team captain during the 2021 season. What did having that leadership role mean to you?
Obviously it meant a lot to me. I've been here, you know, 5 years and I've encountered with like, you know, different players, you know, our team always changes each year. So I think for like it to be, you know, for me to be marked as a leader is always, you know, something that I don't take lightly. And it was really special to me. And I think I just tried my best to lead by example. And have fun with it and, you know, make sure that I'm like talking through stuff and checking in on people. But I think just like showing my teammates that, you know, it's important to have fun while you're playing. And I just wanted to show them like every day that like, you know, I appreciate them. And, you know, 5 years to me is a long time, but I would kill for this program and for this team. I love them so much. So I think I just wanted to show that in my leadership role as much as possible.
Well, your legacy will definitely remain. You've been an incredible player, but also just such a leader, like we were talking about. When you look back on your career as a whole, what really stands out to you?
Ooh. That's a tough question. I just feel like, I just think the people, cause my career was like, it was very challenging for me. If I'm being honest, like I came here and I tore my ACL and then not too long after being cleared my sophomore year, I tore my other ACL. And so I had a lot of moments where, you know, I just felt like my body was breaking down. It was emotional. It was mentally exhausting. And once I was getting to like my third, fourth, and fifth year, I was starting to wonder, honestly, if it was like worth it to keep playing just because my body wasn't the same as it used to be. And getting back into basketball was just getting more and more challenging, taking that much time being injured. And I genuinely, oh my God, I want to cry. I genuinely would not have been able to make it through without my teammates. I've just created like so many memories with them. They all make me laugh. They're all super silly. They've all made an effort to like genuinely like get to know me as a person. And yeah, I just love them so much.
Do you think those friendships will be long lasting for you?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Emily Cangelosi on our team is actually my roommate. And I feel like I can't live without her. I think we'll be friends forever, but I think I'll be friends with everybody. But I've just like, I've just noticed like how much closer I've gotten with everyone in the past few years. And yeah, I think I'll definitely be friends with them for a long time.
Well, I know you mentioned a little earlier about the road trips and how much you enjoy those. And I noticed on your website bio that you said Hannah Beckman is one of your favorite roommates. What makes her such a great roommate on road trips?
Oh man. She's just funny. Like she's so silly, but also like, it's kind of funny, but it's like, we like to tease her because like she kind of like freaks out if you make her like uncomfortable, if you do silly stuff, she's like, Layla, what are you doing? So, I just had like the funniest, like I just had the best time messing with her. But also like, she's just a very down to earth person. So it's like, I can be silly with her and like, I can go from dancing 1 minute with her or like, you know, just goofing off and then having a really serious conversation with her. So I definitely say, yeah, she's the best roommate. That one road trip, I will never forget that one.
So what's your favorite non-basketball related activity then on a road trip?
Ooh. Okay, this is going to sound really weird. I don't know if I can explain it right. But one time, we always listen to music. That's a given. Like on the bus, like we can kind of just like belt it out. That's probably like the main thing we do as a team. But there was one time where we were trying to describe movies, but we kind of had to like change how we describe the plot. So it like we tried our best to like not uncover what the movie was. So, you know, you had to like I remember I was talking about A Bug's Life and I was talking about, okay, this like this one guy likes to engineer and like, you know, create different, you know, whatever it was. And basically you're just kind of trying to like not reveal what the movie is, but you're trying to explain it the best way possible. And we turned it into a whole guessing game. And that was actually hilarious because we either did like a, like, you know, too good of a job explaining it like in a difficult way, so like no one would get it, or it would just be too easy.
I love that. It sounds like such a good road trip game.
Yeah. Or like, you know, we also do like, I feel like we've done charades a lot in the past, or heads up, just like, you know, anything like that.
Definitely classics for sure.
Yeah.
We're here with Layla Ibarra-Harvey on this episode of TritonCast. Layla, before we dive into some quick picks, I want to chat with you a little bit about your academics. I know you're a psychology major. How did you pick that major?
Well, psychology was kind of an easy choice for me. I've always wanted to be like a licensed psychologist since maybe like middle school. I've known I've wanted to be a therapist. So being a psychology major was definitely like a no-brainer for me.
Well, I know you've also got a minor in literature and writing. How did that come about?
I had just started writing a lot of my thoughts down. I just started journaling, and at probably like the same time I started journaling, I also started reading a lot more. And I just kind of enjoyed being able to like express myself through writing. Which is funny because I feel like for me, that's kind of like my therapy is writing. So I just chose to pick it up as a minor.
Well, I'm sure you're getting this question a lot now since you're a senior, but do you have any career plans lined up yet? Or are you still going through the job search process, or where are you at with everything?
I'm definitely going through the job search process. Grad school is definitely in my near future. But right now I'm kind of just, I want to, you know, save up enough money, to go to grad school. And I also, I'm going to stay in San Diego for a year or two just to enjoy it, you know, cause being a student athlete is amazing and rewarding, but it's also time consuming. So I kind of just want to spend some time enjoying San Diego, in a new way after I graduate. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you'll be staying in the area and yeah, get to fully enjoy UC San Diego and the San Diego area.
I know, me too.
All right, Layla, are you ready for some quick picks?
All right, let's do it.
Okay. We'll start off with sunrise or sunset.
Sunrise.
Are you a morning person?
I am a morning person. I try to be. Lately, not so much, but yeah, I definitely like to wake up early.
It can be a challenge for sure. go-to breakfast food.
Ooh. If I'm cooking, pancakes or waffles, but if I'm going out to breakfast, French toast.
Ooh, all good choices. What's your favorite food in general?
I love pasta.
Nice, nice.
Love pasta.
What's one thing about you that would surprise even your friends?
surprise my friends. I guess I'll say I'm really stubborn. I think my friends don't really see that side of me until like they really get to know me, but I'm actually very stubborn.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Dream vacation destination?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I feel like anywhere tropical, but actually, I've always wanted to go. This isn't really like entirely a vacation, but it is a vacation. I've always wanted to go to Machu Picchu.
That'd be a good one. Yeah. I like that. Do you remember your first celebrity crush?
Not really, but I feel like it must have been Zac Efron.
You know, I think you're like person number five to say that on the show.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not love
it? do you prefer singing or dancing?
Oh. I guess singing, but like if I had to choose one to be like professionally good at, it'd maybe be dancing.
Okay. What's your go-to warm-up song?
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't think I have one. I feel like our team normally, Julia's normally on the aux before our games. So I feel like anything she plays is fine by me.
All right. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us today, Layla.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Jenny, I still have a huge smile on my face and I'm kind of giggling at Layla's answer to your roommate question, the Hannah Beckman conversation, her response was amazing.
It was so funny. And I love just getting to hear all the behind the scenes moments, like when she was talking about what they do on road trips and everything, because and we see them on the court and we know that they're in the classroom a lot of the time, but it's so fun just getting to hear those special moments that we might not really know about otherwise.
You're so right. That glimpse behind the scenes really is educational for so many of us, because I think there is the assumption that practice, game, class, repeat. And you and I both know that it's so much more than that. And when they're on the road, yes, there's practice or shoot around. There's obviously the game, there's the travel to and from, but there's so much more that goes into it. Oftentimes studying or taking exams by proxy, whatever the case might be. So when you say student athlete, or in our case, scholar athlete, it's not a cliche. It really is true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, scholar athletes are frequently studying on trips, but it's always fun when they've got a little downtime too, to hang out with each other, have team meals or whatever it may be.
Right. And we've heard time and again that that's how those lifelong bonds are formed. And it's really neat to see.
Definitely a special experience. You won't want to miss an all-new episode of TritonCast next week. On episode 48, we'll chat with Matt Shade of the UC San Diego men's rowing team. Matt shares about how he got into rowing and what his experiences with the Tritons has meant to him. New episodes of TritonCast premiere each Wednesday.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's show. And if you like what you heard, we ask that you subscribe or rate the show or write a brief review. Any of the above would be super helpful. And don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Verbal.
For more on TritonCast, give us a follow on Twitter at TritonCast. And if you've got suggestions for a future guest, send us a tweet or email Jeff and me at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter at TritonCast.